It's Chicon Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. News out of Falls Village, the Highway Department foreman made a presentation to the Board of Finance on Monday regarding a goal to purchase a new truck to replace a 1997 Ford with Freightliner. The bid is for $188,741, and the truck reserve fund is now at $168,000. The board agreed to take $30,000 from the heavy equipment account, which has a total of $51,000 to cover the full cost, and return the money to the heavy equipment fund in the 2021 budget. Meanwhile, there's no electric charging machine in Falls Village. First Selectman Henry Todd told the Board of Finance he'd like to place the money in the budget for one during the meeting of the Board of Finance. Todd spoke of the proliferation of electric cars on local roads, thought it would be good to accommodate those drivers, estimating the cost between $7,500 and $8,500. If the expenditure gets approved, the charging station probably would be placed somewhere in the center of town. The Region 1 Board of Education has their communication subcommittee meeting at 9 a.m. in the Central Office Conference Room. The Rolof Jansen Community Library is hosting the Conoco Science Research Symposium from 6 until 8 p.m. A group of top students from Taconic Hills High School's Science Research Program are training for an upcoming science competition. To help them prepare for that day, Rojan Library will be hosting a symposium where the students will be able to present their projects to the community. Guests are also encouraged to ask questions in order to better help the students perfect their presentations ahead of the competition. Admission, by the way, is free. Town of Armenia Town Board meeting will be held at Town Hall, the first floor, at 7 p.m. We'll have the supervisors, town clerk, and building department report, the highway report, recreation commission report, and other committee reports. And they'll have a resolution for a standard workday, a resolution for transfer of funds, and also a discussion on the NYSEG proposal to change street lighting to LED plus other matters.
In Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Town Board meeting in Pine Plains is also taking place at 7 p.m. Town Board meeting in Ankrum, New York is happening at 7 p.m. The annual town meeting in Kent at the Kent Town Hall at 7 p.m. to consider and act upon the town report and audited financial statements, to authorize the Board of Selectmen and Town Treasurer to borrow from time to time, and to appoint the Kent Park and Recreation Committee and present the five-year capital plan. In North Canaan, the Recreation Committee meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. In Pine Plains, their next meeting, that meeting is set for 7 p.m. at Town Hall.
The Great Barrington Police Department was awarded a grant from the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security's Office of Grants and Research to increase the number of impaired driving patrols. The Great Barrington Police will join other departments across Massachusetts, as well as the Massachusetts State Police, in the National Driver Sober or Get Pulled Over Enforcement Mobilization Program.
Patrons and visitors to the Kent Memorial Library in the new year should be aware the Main Street Library is temporarily closed for renovations for 1 month, but a temporary location is up and running on the Kent Green. Street location will be closed for the work, and temporary library location will be open at 19 and 23 Kent Green Boulevard for a few weeks. Leonard Morales on piano on January 17th, the Hotchkiss School at the Esther Eastman Music Center. It is free and open to the public. The Movie House's second screening of 1,000 Pieces of Gold that was originally scheduled for Saturday the 18th has been rescheduled. It will now take place on Saturday, January 25th, still at 7 p.m. After the film, both days, celebrated filmmaker and screenwriter Anne Makepeace will conduct an audience Q&A.
The 4th Annual Women's March in Kent will start at 12 noon on Saturday. Marchers are asked to bring signs and meet at Golden Falcon Field at 20 North Main Street in the center of town. Marchers will proceed up and down Main Street and return to congregate at Golden Falcon Field. The event should last about 45 minutes. The Kent March, whose theme is "We the People Showing Up for Democracy," will coincide with the National Women's March in Washington, D.C., and sister marches planned for the same day in cities across the country and around the world. More information, zenfashion1@gmail.com, with Women's March in the subject line.
The D.M. Hunt Library, 63 Main Street, is hosting a reception with refreshments on January 18th from 4 till 6 p.m. for a walkthrough and exhibition of paintings and drawings by Rena Fine Art. That'll be on display through February the 8th. The Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series presents Duck Soup on the 18th. The 1933 Marx Brothers classic of wacky slapstick comedy will be shown at 4 p.m. Suggested donation, $5 per person. The Immune Defier Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday the 19th, 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs any style, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Meanwhile, the Interlaken Inn fundraising brunch kicks off with the benefiting of the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Galapagos Islands trip. It'll be held at the Interlaken and coming up on Sunday the 19th from 11 till 1. The staff at Housatonic Valley Regional High School receive a 40% discount. Adults $19.95, children 10 and under $10, children under 4 free. This is terrific food and a chance to meet the Chef Dare and Chef Jim and support a wonderful cause. The American Mural Project is hosting an open mill event on Sunday, the 19th, to view the current mural installation progress. Two tours are offered at 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. The tours last about 45 minutes each. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 90.55 to 29,030.22 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 9,258.70 and the S&P 500 at 3,289.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.